Well, it looks as if I've got my work cut out this morning. Shirley needs to leave at 10:15. It is 9:55. I've got a full house. I've got the cleaner upstairs making a racket with the Hoover. I've got the dishwasher going on in the kitchen. I don't know why I'm recording this, but I tell you why I'm recording this, because it's a very exciting day. Yet another new bean. I've got this lovely lady called Agustina who's actually renting a room in my house. She went to Sweden and she brought me back some coffee. She brought me back an espresso from a roaster called Roberts, who's actually a Finnish roaster. Apparently very, very good roaster. I'm opening the bag and it looks very nice. It looks like a dark roast. And I'm just going to get on with it. I'm not going to describe that roast at all. I'm just going to try and pull a shot, make it into a latte for Shirley, and then get her verdict. That's on the cards. That's what I'm going to do. Well, I pulled one shot and it was funny. I mean, I've never seen a bean react that way. It actually took its time to come, and then it went quite quickly down the middle, but actually quite a thin but yet slow pour. Very, very strange. I'm just going to weigh another one. I'm going to keep it at 19 gram, but I'm just going to go finer and see what happens. I've never seen anything like it. Very, very weird. I haven't even tasted it. I'm a bit under pressure here. I've got to produce a good coffee for Shirley, who's leaving in 10 minutes. How am I going to do that? I just have to. Well, I went a few notches finer. And just going to see what happens now. It's coming through after 4 seconds. It is quite fine and thin, but it doesn't run very fast. It's quite dark, coming in from the sides. There's definitely no thickness about it. But it's dark and it's just thin. But it does behave very, very strangely, like I've never seen any pour before. I mean, it's either sticky and then doesn't come, or it's just thin and runs, but this one is kind of in between. But I think I've done the right thing with going finer, but it takes an awful long time to actually get into the shot glass. It's a huge Guinness effect happening here. I've got 1.5 ounces, a nice head of crema, and I'm going to use that one because I have no time.